This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Survivors of the Club Q shooting testified in front of Congress today. It was part of a House Oversight Committee hearing on the rise of anti-LGBTQ rhetoric and violence. Club Q bartender Michael Anderson pleaded with lawmakers to do better, saying hate speech turns into action.
I beg you all to consider your words before you speak them, for someone may use those words to justify action, action that may take someone's life.
Colorado Democratic Representative Diana DeGette introduced a resolution today condemning the attack on the club and the recent rise in violence targeting members of the LGBTQ community. She also honored those killed in last month's shooting. The death of two workers at an Xcel power plant in Pueblo earlier this year could have been prevented. That's according to an investigation into the incident. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The investigation found that Utah-based Savage Services failed to follow federal standards and train their workers on safety procedures. The men died after a coal pile they were on shifted and buried them. OSHA, the federal agency that oversees occupational safety, cited the company with some $300,000 in penalties. The company has 15 days to respond to the citations. Savage Services nearly lost another employee in New Mexico in 2020 in a similar incident. In a statement, OSHA said, "That should have made the company acutely aware of the serious hazards for those working around coal piles." In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Right now in Denver, it's 35 degrees. This is CPR News.